Well, I think, you know, we got a big challenge. You know, we're playing against a, I think, an outstanding back, you know, in number 32 there. He's been a really good football player in our league for a number of years. He's a different kind of back in the sense that he's not a big person stature-wise, you know. But I think the thing that he does is he's capable of, you know, like we say, either bouncing all the way out or cutting all the way back. And he's sometimes hard to find because he's short and he gets in behind those linemen. But he's a really good football player, and, you know, he's going to present to us a really significant challenge as we start this season.
He's one of those NFL genetic freaks. You know, he's so little, but on his navel down, he is a huge man.
Yeah, he's, you know, a lot of times you say, you know, well, when it's a big back, you say tackle him low. Well, he's a big back that's short, so you really can't tackle him low unless you get down below the knees. Because if you hit him in the thigh board area, you're facing a real difficult task of getting him down. He's a you got to kind of hit it right there. He's a hard guy to describe. Like I say, because you can't always find him, but he's always alive, you know, and that's the thing you can't do with a back like him. You can never relax. You can't assume he's going down because that's really not how he plays.
Your guys got didn't play at all, I guess, against Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was six snaps against New Orleans. You feel like they got enough work in the preseason?
Yeah, because we had, I think, over 30 in the other two games, and, yeah, I feel fine, and, you know, we practice pretty hard here, and we get a lot of plays in, and I feel very comfortable where we're at from a rep standpoint.
Do you have a number going into preseason where you thought was ideal?
You mean actually in the games?
Yeah.
No, because you adjust. I mean, as everybody knows, the third game is kind of the game that you're kind of going to play through the first half and usually take one drive to start the third quarter. So you've done your halftime adjustments. They've had to come back out and play. And it's really, I think, more just to get everybody on the same page of how we're going to operate as it is to get one more series in there. So, but I felt very comfortable. You know, we played more in the second game than a lot of teams do. So I'm happy with where we're at rep-wise.
How much are you guys putting on Derek Johnson this year, and how good can he be?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think we put anything on anybody. You know, we have, obviously a great deal of respect for Derek and, you know, how he has played and how we think he's going to play. He's done a great job. He's an every-down linebacker gives us some opportunities to match up. You know, a lot of times that's one of the matches teams will try to get in on your mic and isolate him. And, you know, there's not too many guys he can't stand in there and match up with us. So he gives us a lot of flexibility. He's you know, one of the things that happens in football, I mean, when you have speed, is it isn't only making plays, it's preventing plays. And a lot of times those go unnoticed, but, you know, all of a sudden a play that was getting ready to break out for 15 or 20 yards is capped off for 5 yards, or it's a play that gets caught and he's running across the ball and somebody tracks him down like Derek and, again, keeps it from, instead of being 5 or 6 yard gain, a 20 yard gain. So he definitely brings that to the game. He's got some blitz ability, which we really like as well, and he's a very good all around linebacker.
Bob, it looks like Blaine Gabbert's going to play, but you guys are probably preparing for both. What's the challenge in that?
I don't think in this case much, because both quarterbacks have played in the past. You know, I know last year with the Jets we played against Henning, and we played against him at Miami and was there, and he's very comfortable. He's played, you know, obviously probably more in the preseason than Blaine did, really. And I don't see their offense playing out significantly different. You know, I think they're still built around 32 and 89 at tight end, and so I think those two factors will keep them probably in a similar thing. There's probably certain plays that one does better than the other in the minds of their coaches, so they'll, you know, maybe tilt the offense a little bit that way, but I don't see dramatically different.
How much, or if at all, do they use the no-huddle?
They use it a lot. I think the game they played against Philadelphia, which was their third game, I think I listened there one night, one time, and I think they said there was 4 snaps of huddle on both sides of the ball for the whole half. So I'd say pretty significant. So, you know, we're anticipating that to be the norm, which I think is going to be more and more in our league, you know.
With the heat down there, though, and the weather, that really – will that test your conditioning?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like we say, the best way to to prevent those problems in conditioning to get off the field. You know, when you get a chance, get them off and go. And that's not too much different than norm. You know, certainly, you know, weather can be a factor. But, again, you know, we've had a really the way Andy runs training camp, it's a challenging camp. You go for a lot of plays. We've done a lot of contact, you know, which is, you know, that's part of the conditioning that sometimes you don't appreciate. You know, there's a difference between running around and touching off and running around and running into people. And that takes a toll on you. So the one thing I feel really good about, again, by the way that Coach does training camp is, you know, we had a lot of contact, a lot of take to the ground situations. And I think that provides a sense of conditioning as well.
Okay, guys.
When you're dealing with the young quarterback, how tempting is it to want to test to see how courageous he is, throw men at him?
Well, I think, you know, you really try to play the, you know, you factor in everybody. You factor in individual skills and personalities, and then you also, you have to factor in the structure, the style of football that they're playing, you know. So you try to adjust to both things there and go. So, you know, like I've said before, most of these guys that play in the NFL, if you give them a steady diet of anything, you know, it's not good, you know. So you got to be willing to adjust and change just like they do. You know, they have to be able to do the same thing. And so that's going to be, you know, one of our challenges on game day is to figure out what they're doing well and what we can do to handle, or maybe we can do some things that'll put some pressure on them to adjust to us.